Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. It's an opportunity for us to listen to the Bible together and to hear what God is saying to us today. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 and 4. We are human, but we don't wage war as humans do. We use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments. Paul was under attack from people within the church in Corinth. There was a view amongst some of them that he was quite timid when he was with them in person, but extremely bold when he was away from them and expressing himself in letters. It's never pleasant to be the target of criticism in this way, and Paul responds by helping his critics to understand that he wasn't trying to impress them with his powerful oratory and clever arguments. He was content to be thought of as a dull preacher, because what mattered was not his clever performance, but the declaration of the cross of Christ. That's where true wisdom was to be found. When people challenge Christian teaching, it's absolutely right that we should respond and give a thoughtful and sensitive response. But we should never imagine that people will be won over by the power of our clever reasoning. We need to rely upon the power of the Spirit and pray that he will break into their lives and convince them of their need for God. We must play our part, but without the intervention of God himself, nothing will change. The New Testament gives us much encouragement as we face the challenge of living for Christ in a fundamentally hostile society. Paul is clear that we are at war, but that this shouldn't scare us, because God has perfectly equipped us to stand up to whatever the devil might throw at us. Ephesians chapter 6 provides us with a clear summary of the equipment that God has given to us. Paul's concern was that he and his friends in Corinth should wear the full armour of God and not imagine that, with their clever reasoning and wonderful oratory, they could somehow manage by themselves. Let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for perfectly equipping us for all the challenges that we might have to face. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope. I do hope you have a great day. God bless you.